instead of doing the right things God has already placed in us, if salt loses its saltiness, it's good for nothing. What's the point of the salt shaker on the table if it doesn't add flavor and taste? The reason you're in the family, the reason you're in the room, is to bring a certain flavor to the table that wouldn't be there in your absence. But Jesus doesn't end there. He says, if salt loses its saltiness, watch this, you're not gonna like this. He said, it's good for nothing. How many of you know some good, don't look, look straight. How many of you know some good for nothing people? It's good for nothing except to be trodden underfoot by men. Meaning when you lose your salt trying to be accepted by people, you're gonna end up being dominated and walked on by those same people. In other words, they're not gonna respect you. Therefore, because of the one thing I know you still have, Timothy, your genuine faith. You see, when you have a solid foundation, when your faith is real, you become steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. He said, therefore, Timothy, I remind you, most of my job, most Sundays, is not to preach nice as much as to remind you who you really are.
Hi, I'm David Greer, and this is the Live Big Broadcast. Today, we are going to learn how to overcome fear from the second part of a message called Stir It Up. Let's dig in.
I remind you, the answer to Timothy's crisis was a simple reminder. Not condemnation, but a reminder. How soon we can forget all God's done with us or for us, especially when it hurts. I mean, all he did for Timothy, all the miracles he saw, but it's just amazing. When it hurts, you can get so focused on your pain, you can forget what God has done, and you can even forget who you are. He said, I remind you, here's a reminder, stir up the gift of God. James 1 and 17 says, every good and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights. Actually, when we stir up the spiritual gifts that are in us, we are stirring up our perfections. He was reminding Timothy that God had given him already everything he needed to get through this crisis. And I want to remind you today, you have everything you need. You already have it to get through the crisis. Now, here's where the black eye comes in. Are you still with me? The problem was not Timothy's inadequacy. The problem was Timothy's negligence. He stopped stirring up. He began to get so consumed with the worries that the fire got cold. You see, the imagery here in the Greek is not really stirring up a pot as much as stirring up a fire about to go out. The problem was not that something was missing in Timothy. The problem was Timothy had lost his intensity. How many of us were once on fire for God? But then life started kicking sand on your fire. Marital hurts. Church hurts. Medical hurts. Singleness hurts. Sometimes everything just hurts in life. But Paul was not just preaching a sermon, he was living a sermon. Because in that cesspool of a circumstance, he was still praying for others, thinking about others. There was still a joy about Paul that the world didn't give and the world could not take away. Therefore, Timothy, I remind you to stir up the gift of God. It was not that the problem was too hard for Timothy, but that Timothy's fire burned too low. The problem is not that life is too difficult, but that our fires are burning too cold. Passion produces energy. And I get the privilege of watching my sons with their young ladies, and particularly with my youngest son and his young lady. There's an energy when the two of them are in the same room. His eyes are all big, and he's all sharp and on point. They're just an energy. You can feel it when you walk in the room. Because passion produces energy. Okay, so you don't want to go to church anymore. Check your fire. You don't want to serve anymore. Check your fire. Maybe you feel scared all the time. Check your fire. The solution to Timothy's problem was a reminder. I remind you, Timothy, to stir up the gift God has already given you. Timothy, God has already given you all the raw materials you need to be successful in this life. The only thing you got to do is stir it up. You see, the good stuff is at the bottom of the soup. You got to stir it up. Concrete is just sand until you add water and stir it up. Faith is dead until you stir it up with works. Say, Bishop, you don't know. I tried that before. You don't know how hard I've fallen. Well, here's the deal. The worm is the only animal that can't fall down. If you fell down before, at least you know you're not a worm. There's still hope for you. You are in the image and likeness of God. God has a chance and a purpose, a hope and a future for you. Stir up the gift of God, which is in you. As I was praying, I was feeling the Lord. I have some other responsibilities and the rest. And I felt the Lord saying, boy, don't back up. I didn't build you like that. He who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom. He's saying, son, for the mountain I need you to climb, the issue is not high the mountain as much as how stirred are you. Because nothing is impossible for those who believe. Paul believed the world of Timothy. He said, Timothy, if you just stir up that gift of God, and God doesn't give imperfect gifts, which is in you through, watch this, the laying on of my hands. Paul was basically saying to Timothy, the same thing that's in me, God placed in you. So if I can make it in here, in this prison, you can make it out there. And folks, you know, I've been doing this here at Grace Church for 24 years. I eat the same message the same message that I feed you every week. So if by God's grace I can make 29 years of marriage, be faithful to one woman for 29 years. Raise healthy kids. Get me through disease. Keep my sanity when I feel like going crazy. Navigate the impossible. Started from the bottom, now I'm here. Now listen, just because the food getting a little hot, it's good for you. For God has not given us a spirit of fear. So stop blaming God for your anxiety. Stop blaming God for all your worry. Stop blaming God for all your nervousness. It did not come from God. Now, we sanitize these things. We give them these psychological words, and we, you know, woo, woo, woo. But God didn't give you that. That comes from the world, the flesh, and the devil. All that anxiety you were not built for, made for, God didn't put that on you. God has not. All that anxiety, it was just my personality. You don't know what happened. God has not given us, plural, me, you, us, a spirit of fear. But what did God give us in its place? Power. 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 The term there in the Greek, we all know it, is dunamis. Hundreds of years later, the term was used. We got the word dynamite from the word dunamis, speaks of power and all the rest of stuff. But back then, there was no dynamite. They didn't invent it yet. They didn't have electricity, so it couldn't have been a boom. Back then, the word dunamis reflected the power of an advancing army. God wants us to walk like a person, speak like a person, act like a person that has a whole army behind them. A person that recognizes more for us than against us. God did not give you that timid, weak, fretting spirit, but he gave you a spirit of what? Power. The attitude that's afraid to ask somebody, do you need prayer? That attitude afraid to say, come on, go with me to my Father's house. That attitude's not from God, it's from the devil. These men were dealing with real crises. Not just, you know what, maybe they might talk about me or a little bit of rejection. No, real crises. I may not go home to my family tonight. I might not live another day. But these men and women, they faced it with boldness and confidence. What are we if we can't do the minimum? Because we're afraid of what someone might think. 99% of the time they're grateful someone asked. I'm here today because of someone else who one day had the courage to ask me a question.
You're watching the Live Big broadcast. No worries, we'll be right back with the final half of this teaching.
It's with the help of people like yourself that Derek Greer Ministries can bring God's life-changing and impactful gospel to over 100,000 people around the world each week. As we begin this new year, we have a fresh opportunity to join together and help hurting people across the world. Please consider partnering with Derek Greer Ministries to help spread God's message even further via radio, television, and the internet. Getting started is easy. Go to derekgreer.com. That's derekgreer.com and select the green donate button at the top right of the screen. Thank you, and God bless you for being one of my God-called partners.
But of power, watch this, and of what? Love. Do you love anybody enough to get over your reputation? To get over your insecurities? To ask them, where are you? Can I help? And I'm going to end with this before the rest of y'all leave. End of a sound mind. Literally, that means a delivered mind. How many of you want to live with a delivered mind? Free of panic, free of fear, free of intimidation, a delivered, set free mind with the air blowing through it is fresh. He might have been in a squalid, stinking environment, but in his mind, he was free. In his mind, God was fresh. And of a sound, a delivered mind. I want to be delivered from the cares of this world. I want to be delivered from thinking I got to do everything in my life like there's no God who cares. And a sound and delivered mind. What Scripture is teaching is you can be calm when everybody else is going crazy. Please don't mishear me. Because sometimes people hear messages like this to their own hurt. And they think they always got to feel like, you know, they're shouting at the top of the mountain. No, if you read the Psalms, man, David sometimes lays it out to the Lord. Man, I am disconcerted. He's basically, half the time, he seems depressed. And he's dealing with struggles. And man, my enemies. And this is what's happening to me. And God, where are you? You know, from the ends of the earth, God, I cry to you. You're so far away. God, where are you? Why are you so far from my groaning? And that's his prayer. But in the end, he ends in praise. And we will go through moments, and I'm sure Paul did in that prison. But he ended it in praise. And you have painful moments, things that take you by surprise, things that knock you down, stuff you can't smile about immediately. But if you hang in there, you can end in praise. He said, God gives us power, love, and a sound, a delivery. I want to be free. In my mind, I don't want to be worried like everybody else. I don't want to be concerned like everyone else. I don't want to be beat down like everybody. I want to really believe all things are possible to him who believes. I want God to really be the helmet of my salvation, protecting me from crazy thoughts about my future and my family and the people I love in my life. I want to be delivered in my mind. Thank God I'm saved in my spirit. My spirit is like Christ. I'm a new creation. Deep down in my spirit where the Holy Ghost lives, but my mind is where I got to be renewed in the spirit and the attitude of my mind. I work on this mind and get me in this word to remind my mind who I am. I'm not that timid, fearful creature that I once was. And Timothy began to backslide in his image of himself. And maybe I can't do this. Maybe I've gone too deep. Maybe this is too far. And he, no. Maybe I need to lie a little bit here. Maybe I need to, you know, a little bit here and buy me a little bit more time and negotiate this. And this was what Timothy was thinking. But Paul had to remind him, it's a real gift in you. God lives in you, boy. And you can do what God wants you to do, and you could do it the right way. Pay attention to what I'm saying today. God has not given you a spirit of fear. Yeah, it's going to try to come on you. It's scary out there. It's crazy out there. It's going to try to come on you. And just because you feel it don't mean that you are it. No, it's for real. You will feel fear, but you don't have to be afraid. You know, you might every now and then feel like popping somebody, but that ain't the same as popping somebody. That's feeling like popping somebody. But you don't go to jail for assault because you felt something. So what you feel, you don't have to do. He's not giving us a spirit of fear, but power. Love somebody. And a delivered, a sound, healthy mind. One thing about Jesus, if you watch him in the scriptures, he's always clear. Always clear. Never confused. Always clear. Jesus lived with a delivered, a free mind. And this whole scripture was about Timothy tapping into what was really already his. It's available for each of us and to each of us. Imagine if I drank water a month ago and I had a great day a month ago, had 8 glasses. And because I was filled a month ago, I say I'm filled now. You can't go without drinking for a month. You can't rest on an experience that happened 20 years ago today as if it's adequate. Isaiah says in 55:1, if anyone thirsts, let him come and drink. Being filled is a daily thing. In order to be filled, though, you got to come to the well. You got to come to the well. You got to come to the well. When my kids were little, we gave them little sippy cups and we would help them drink and all the rest. But as they grow older, it'd be crazy for me to walk up to a grown man with a beard talking about, here's your sippy cup for today. Y'all look at me crazy. But sometimes that's what we expect from God. We want him to bring the sippy cup. But that's why we're reading through this New Testament ourselves, so we could drink and learn to drink ourselves. This is why we come to church, so we can drink ourselves. You hear me? But you got to come to the well. The water is available. The psalmist said there is a stream that makes glad the city of God. But you got to tap into that stream. It's there, but you got to tap in. And he was saying, Timothy, the power of God is with you. The power of God is in you. The issue is you've been neglecting it. You've been more worried than tapping. You've been more worrying than praying. You've been stressing more than worshiping. And if you would just tap back into that river that makes glad, you will find the strength you need. My encouragement and my challenge today is to tap in. Come to the well. Find out where that well is in your life and tap in and drink, 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 drink.
We can learn a lot from Paul here in this situation. Sometimes the real issue is not the problem, but our faith. We tend to believe what people are saying or what the enemy may be saying instead of what God is saying in our circumstance. 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 7 says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." So no matter what you are facing, remember, God has already given you everything you need to get through the crisis. The power of God is in you. Stir it up. Our prayer is that you were blessed and encouraged by today's message. We would love for you to be a part of our online family. Please subscribe, like, or follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter so you won't miss the latest updates and teachings from Derek Greer Ministries. Also, log on to derekgreer.com to receive life-changing teachings that can help remove barriers that are keeping you from walking in God's best. Our announcer is coming with more information.
Connect with Derek Greer Ministries on social media to access Derek Greer's latest teachings and content. Follow on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Also, be sure to subscribe to Derek Greer's YouTube channel at Dr. Derek Greer VA and access his latest teachings and other content meant to power you through the week. While you're there, be sure to hit the notification bell so you don't miss any of Derek Greer's latest Power Pack content. Subscribe today and propel your spiritual life forward.
Are you a Christian leader, entrepreneur, or lifelong learner seeking to unlock your leadership potential? Dr. Derek Greer's Renaissance Leadership Network provides you with biblical principles and practical life lessons from top leaders, influencers, and experts across the world. It's time to remove limitations and start seeing world-class, measurable results in your ministry, business, or otherwise. Go to rlnleadership.com and register for our next free monthly leadership session. That's rlnleadership.com. Our announcer is coming with more information. And until next time, think big, do big, live big.
Christian leaders, it's time to unlock your potential and go to the next level. Join Derek Greer for the next monthly Renaissance Leadership Network session. RLN provides you with biblical principles and practical life lessons from top leaders, influencers, and experts from around the world. Best of all, joining our monthly online sessions is free. Registering is easy. Go to rlnleadership.com. That's rlnleadership.com and register for our next leadership session.
Derek Greer Ministries is certified by the ECFA. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time on Live Big with Derek Greer.